Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. While both Trump and Biden are calling on Americans to dial down the rhetoric, the NYPD is saying the opposite is likely. Let's get more on that from outside Trump Tower live with our Roger Stern.
Susan, ABC News is citing an NYPD intelligence bulletin as saying that the assassination attempt on Donald Trump is likely to be followed by all kinds of extremist messaging and heavily exploited and amplified by those who spread misinformation. Meanwhile, security outside Trump Tower appears to be normal. As for city leaders, Mayor Adams spoke out against what happened Saturday.
To stop this toxic violence that we're seeing, political violence is not how we settle, how we peacefully transfer power in this country.
And the Reverend Al Sharpton, a Trump critic, says violence is wrong no matter who you oppose. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live outside Trump Tower.
Health experts warning about the dangers of certain medications in times of extreme heat. University of Florida College of Pharmacy professor Bradley Phillips.
Actually, kind of thinking about heat as a quote-unquote medication that provides its own side effects, that in combination with other medications could definitely cause what we like to call like a perfect storm and increasing the risk of that patient experiencing side effects either from the heat or said medications.
For example, he says blood pressure pills that can lead to dehydration or beta blockers for heart conditions, which can decrease blood flow to the skin and make you less aware of dangerous heat. As always, consult your doctor or pharmacist for info on your specific meds. The group NYCLASS getting some help in their fight against the carriage horse industry here in New York City from Marine veterans. Folks from the Unbridled Heroes Project will be among those rallying today across from Manhattan Criminal Court, where carriage horse owner Ian McKeever goes on trial for animal cruelty in the widely publicized case of Rider the Horse. NYCLASS Executive Director Adita Bernkrat telling 1010 Winds.
We find elderly, lame, injured, limping horses clearly unwell out in the extreme weather in these inhumane warehouses where they're stabled, where they're stuffed into tiny stalls in unhealthy conditions, not a patch of grass or even dirt. It's a criminal operation, and we're calling for a shutdown of the entire carriage industry.
She says just days ago, carriage drivers were caught violating multiple laws by forcing the horses to work in the extreme heat 90 minutes after a city-issued heat suspension for horses went into effect. There is a new art exhibit in the city designed to raise awareness for endangered animals. Have you seen this? It's a series of bronze sculptures called The Wild Couch Party and Friends. It features 12 globally threatened animals having a tea party. Visitor Anna Day spoke to CBS.
It's like an adventure to have like a meal with all of these wild animals. I love animals. And yeah, it's like a different experience.
This is at 28 Liberty Street in Lower Manhattan. It will stay there until May 28th of next year. DNA reunites a Holocaust survivor with a long-lost relative.
I felt like I've given somebody a new life. I was going to say, he became my child. I have to protect him and take care of him.
That's Anne Medine Hellman, who was introduced to now 83-year-old Shalom Karai, who was saved as a toddler in Warsaw, Poland. That was in 1943, after his family had all been murdered by the Nazis. Through a DNA test on the website MyHeritage, he discovered he had second cousins living in South Carolina. So after exchanging letters and video chats, he got on a plane from Israel and met them. Hellman's grandfather, it turns out, was the brother of Karai's grandfather.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.